My name is Saran Soon, and I'm 30 years old. I was born in Thailand, but I'm originally from Cambodia. I got into a car accident about 4.5 years ago, and my mom was in the front of me, and then she passed away, and I was sitting behind her. So everybody thought I was gonna die too, right? All the doctors and everything, but they still had hope because my heart was still beating, and I was still breathing. I was in the hospital for 1/2 a year. After the accident, but I was in a coma for like 3-4 months. So when I woke up from my coma, I forgot everything before the accident. Everybody, everything. I just had a feeling that I was not like my family because they're Buddhists. So, and my Muslim friends, they came to visit me when I was in the hospital. And then sometimes like that brings back some memories and everything that, like how I used to go out with them and everything that. So we used to do stuff together and I just felt it in my body that Islam changed my life, and it did. فيه هدى للمتقين. What attracted me to Islam was the Quran, of course, and the story about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is reading the stories and everything about him is just like really got to me, and just like I felt it in my body. I just knew, I just can't deny it. And after the accident, I read it again. And it just clicked, and just like I have to be Muslim. If I'm not, if I deny this, then I'll be like everybody else, which my family, which everybody else, and I don't want that. So I wanted to become Muslim and be like, this is the truth, and I cannot deny it. Wrote it in my calendar and saying like a brand new day. And that day was like I reverted to Islam, and I'm so happy about that. Like I saw it, like, okay, it made sense to me. Like everybody told me stories and everything that, and it just makes sense to me when I saw it. Because of the car accident, my memory's gone, so I had to learn everything again. Learning how to walk, how to talk, my English, my multiplication table, like everything, cooking. I don't know how to do anything. So I learned everything again, like laundry. With Islam, like I was trying to learn everything again. The first step I took was to try to pray. That's my main focus, like to pray and everything like that. But the thing is, like my memory's gone, so I'm worried about that. Like how would I do that? I don't know Arabic, I don't know how to read, I don't know how to pronounce, how to say things properly. So I was learning that, and then like it's good that we pray 5 times a day, right? So my memory will come back. I know, like I have the like, papers around me, but, like words and what to say when you pray. Right now, like I go to a masjid, which is around my area, and the people are there very nice. They're helping me out a lot with everything, like with cooking, and learning how to cook, and like learning Arabic, and like learning Tajweed. Like how to read it precisely. And also like, I want to be able to read the Quran correctly. Memories come back of like of me and my friends that go to the Maghrib classes together. Hard for me because like I'm not gonna remember anything, right? I remember the stuff that I wrote down. So unless I study it, you know, like I have to force myself to study everything. My family wanted me to back to normal, which is like back to my old self before the accident, because before the accident I did not tell them I was Muslim, so none of my family don't know, only my brother and my sister. So it's really hard for them to accept me the way I am, you know, like because I can't do a lot of things, can't do anything, right? And now Islam, they feel like it's taking over my body, like, you know, like I'm so strong in the religion that like I'm put, like, everything else is second. Then they feel like, no, everything else comes before, it should be first. your recovery, everything should be first. And then, you know, getting better, getting back to normal, getting your friends back and everything like that. And then Islam should be the last thing. Like, you shouldn't worry about Islam. But I was thinking, like, do I really want to be back to the way I was? Maybe God has something planned out for me, something better. Right now, like, they want to start their own life. Like, it's been like 4.5 years now, so like for a couple of years, like, it's they had to be there for me and everything, and that had to give me moral support, mental support, everything, emotional support. But now, like, they want to start their own life. My brother, my sister, my dad, like, they deserve to start their own life, and I deserve to start my own life. I would meet people that are still recovering after the accident. They had a worse accident than me, less accidents, and like, it depends. And they're still like, they get depressed and they don't know what to do, like, nobody's there for them and everything like that. Which is true, like, I felt that too. Nobody's there for me, anything like that, but like, I have God, like, I have Allah. So I'm a prayer, so I have Him to talk to and everything like that. So like, even though I don't sleep in the middle in the night, it's hard for me to sleep. So like, I can just pray and just talk to Him. You know, He'll always be there. But then everybody else that I meet, like, they don't have that. So they get depressed or suicidal, and it's like, it's really hard just hearing their stories. A message to the people, just have patience and just keep going, have patience and just be happy, and just remember, you always have Allah. Everything, you have Him. To always thank Him for everything, and no matter what, He's always there for you. Through ups and downs, He's always there. So always have faith, have iman, and have patience, most of all. وانتشت روحي وصارت دمع يهدي يا إلهي خذ بقلبي للرشاد